Welcome to the Boston Globe podcast with Peter Post. Peter, of course, is the great-grandson of Emily Post and is also the author of the Etiquette at Work column in the Sunday Boston Globe and is the co-author of the Etiquette Advantage in Business. I'm Doreen Vigue, and I'm an assistant business editor here at the Boston Globe. And, Peter, it's always a pleasure to have you here.
Doreen, thank you. It's great to be talking with you.
Well, I'm sure our readers and our listeners are going to be really interested in this topic because it's an important one. When do you bring up your medical issues on the job? In the interview process, after you're hired, if you have a medical condition that you feel that the company should know about? And especially, when do you bring it up with your colleagues if it's something that may be impeding your work or something that may be very noticeable by your colleagues at some point?
Sure. You know, during the job interview is probably not the time to bring it up. For instance, you know, gee, I have a real problem with scents, and do you have a scent-free policy here? To find that out right during the interview, I think probably can raise alarm bells that may end up having it be difficult for you to get the job.
Peter, can I just clarify? You said scent as in somebody who has a problem with odors, right?
Yes, that's
okay.
Correct.
Okay.
That's correct. I think, you know, for a person who has a condition like that or a situation like that where they're wondering if there's a policy for the company about that issue, one of the ways to deal with it for me would be to call up the company, check with human resources before you apply for the job to find out how they deal with that kind of a situation. Because if they don't deal with it or it's not well handled, maybe this is a company you don't even want to apply to. You may want, in other words, figure out which ones are the ones that are going to be places where it's going to be an environment that's the kind of environment that you're really going to enjoy being at, okay?
Right.
So one thing to do, as I say, is to make that request ahead of time, okay? During the interview itself, I'm concerned about, as I said, it revealing a condition that you may have and you don't want them to know about it as they evaluate you for that job.
Okay. Now, what about with your colleagues,
you know,
once you're at the job? And I think there's a question coming up in the Sunday Globe, in fact, or there has been one, about a worker who has irritable bowel syndrome and has a condition that, you know, would be bothersome perhaps to their podmates. Should that person come right out and tell their podmates before they start to notice on their own?
Well, I think that's the best way to deal with it. It takes a lot of moxie, it takes a lot of courage to talk to somebody about a situation. But the alternative of not talking to them about it leaves everybody feeling very, very uncomfortable. The main reason that I think it's valuable to talk to somebody is that, for instance, in the irritable bowel syndrome, a person passes gas and may pass gas frequently or even with a significant amount of odor.
Right.
And it could be difficult for other people around that person. If you don't say anything about it, It leaves people wondering what's going on. But if you talk to the workers about it and they understand the condition that you have, they may be able to work with you to minimize the impact of that condition on the workplace, both amongst the other workers, perhaps by working with them to figure out how to position desks, how to set yourself up so that you're near the bathroom if you need to be near the bathroom, that kind of a thing.
Right.
Or what about in a meeting with a client or with prospects? Perhaps your workers could position you or work with you to position you, again, so that you're near the door, so you can excuse yourself if you need to, that kind of thing. Same thing for a person who has body odor. Maybe they have a condition or they're taking medicine that really gives them body odor.
Right.
Well, if you've talked with your employees, with the other employees, your co-workers, if you will, and you've said to them, you know, I have this condition, I want to be able to continue to work, I want to be able to do it, but I also don't want it to negatively impact us when we're in meetings with our clients. So they work it out so that you're always sitting not next to a client, but maybe between a couple of them, where it's again, creating that kind of a buffer for you. But the only way this is going to work is for you to have a conversation with them. Maybe you have a conversation with one or two at a time. You do it privately, you do it quietly, and you talk to them about it in a calm manner and get them to be on your side. You'll have a much better chance of making the workplace work for you and be able to, you know, deal with the condition at the same time.
Right. And there's a polite way for colleagues to decline to want to be the buffer for you as well. I mean, you know, what about if I am the cube mate and I say, I'm sorry, this isn't something that I can just really put up with all day long. I hope you won't be insulted if I ask to move my desk. Can you do that?
Absolutely, you can do that. But I think you can just say, let's work with the supervisor and let's take a look at the desk situation and see how we can set things up so that it's most comfortable for everybody. And then work with them and in the process of setting that up, work to have your desk moved away. But I think the key is communication is just so important. And if you're communicating with people and you're working with them, the odds are you're going to be able to work out a way of dealing with it. But if you're not communicating with people, boy, I'll tell you, it's going to end up being a much more difficult situation to resolve later on.
Peter Post, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
What would Emily Post think of you speaking about flatulence? Did she have to address this issue back in the day?
I don't know whether or not she actually did. She deals with like that irritable bowel syndrome, but I know that her main concern was and her main interest was that people be able to enjoy each other's company,
right,
and that you find ways to be able to do that with all types of people. That was much more important to her than anything else.
Well, Peter, we always enjoy your company. Again, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Always read Peter Post in the Sunday Boston Globe in the Etiquette at Work column, and if you have questions for him, as so many readers do, send them to bizmanners, BIZMANNERS, @globe.com.